Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Thursday, the 17th of October, 2024. AIM. Companies fear generational damage if Reeves scraps tax relief. This is from City AM. Ahead of budget on October the 30th, a group of AIM-listed companies and City think tank New Financial have added to growing warnings about the health of London's junior stock market amid rumours that Chancellor Rachel Reeves is considering scrapping an inheritance tax exemption on AIM shares. Shares on the market currently enjoy a tax break, which relieves them from the levy if they have been held for at least 2 years. Reeves has been urged to ditch the relief in a move which could raise around $1.6 billion a year, according to the Institute of Fiscal Studies. However, the suggestion has triggered furious pushback from companies amid fears the move could gut the market of some £6 billion of investment from specialised inheritance tax vehicles. In a new report published today, City think tank New Financial warned the move would be dangerous for AIM after 2 decades in which London's markets had already become a burning platform. The nuclear option of abolishing the business relief that effectively exempts investments in most AIM stocks from inheritance tax would cause huge disruption, and we would not recommend it, the group headed by William Wright said. Far from abolishing it, the government could commit to extend to at least to the end of the parliament, he added. Now, this is from Cahill Friel, or I've interviewed Cahill a few times. He's quite a sharp guy, nice, lovely man, and he's done quite well from listing companies and investing in companies. But he says the government might get a one-off £1 billion tax saving by removing it, but that is complete mirage, as doing such a thing would potentially create tens of billions of worth of damage to London as a location to develop fast-growing public companies. And he's co-founder of multiple companies currently listed on AIM, non-exec director of AIM-listed European Growth Transition. Do you know what? I'm dumbfounded. And I've said this before, I'm repeating myself, but the lack of vision they had, the lack of foresight in standing up Starmer and Reeves talking about this gloomy budget. Couldn't they see what was going to happen? Now, if they do abolish, business relief on AIM, it'll hit new lows. There's a lot of funds set up as IHT vehicles that invest on AIM. Well, like I say, they're saying about £6 billion worth will be pulled from the market. So it will destroy investment, potential job creation, which creates wealth, and damage AIM, the so-called growth market of the UK, when Labour are championing growth. It doesn't make any sense at all. I'm just hoping they don't do it and we should see a recovery, because already people are selling. There are individual investors selling their IHT funds, and in turn, the funds then have to redeem and sell shares, which are taking stocks down. So it's already having a material impact on the market. And it's not the kind of impact they want. It will, destroy jobs, wealth creation. People are pulling investments. That does not help growth. By the way, this podcast looks at economic data relevant to the UK and news releases from revenue-generating UK microcap stocks. And I define this as largely companies with a market capitalization below 100 million or thereabouts. To receive my free tips email, visit sharepickers.com/tips. And just by signing up to this list gives you an added benefit. Listen to the end of the podcast to find out. Oh, by the way, if you regularly listen to the podcast, it would be much appreciatos, if you can give me a 5-star rating and review on Apple or the podcast platform of your choice, and it will help other people discover this podcast. Thanks for doing that if you do. Okay, let's have a quick look at the markets. FTSE 100, it is up 0.4% to 8363. FTSE 250, it's up just over 0.5% to 21,095. FTSE small cap, it's up, well, it's flat really, 0.03%, 6954. And the AIM All Share, wow, really, it's up 0.5% to 743. It's bouncing, the last 2 days a nice little bounce. And this is bouncing off the lows it previously bounced off back in March 24 and back in December and January, all that. So it seems to be a bit of support level around about 733, 734. We're now at 743. Okay, let's have a look at the commodities, hot commodities or cool commodities. Cooling today is copper. Again, China's come out and failed to inspire investors in China with their stimulus package. It's down today 0.6% to $9,564 a ton. Brent crude, $74 a barrel. It's fallen off the last few days, but it's now seeming some support. Maybe it's 74. Gold, wow. Gold, all-time high. Ring the bell, someone, if you've got a bell available, of course. If you can find someone else's, don't ring anyone else's bell, please. Just use your own bell, okay? Gold is 2,000, these are gold futures, $2,702 an ounce. If you're in gold miners, you should be doing well. Okay, let's look at some macro news. The European Central Bank is expected to make its first back-to-back rate cut in 13 years today. The common currency is already down 2.4% for October, and rates markets are pricing more cuts in Europe next year than in the US, even though the US rates sits above 4.75% and European rates are 3.5%. So expect to cut by a quarter of a quarter percentage point, or 25 basis points, from 3.5 to 3.25. Europe's in trouble. And that's going to affect the UK as well. It's our biggest trading partner. I don't see why the Bank of England can't see this. Maybe if Rachel Reeves was still there, she'd help, because she was a junior researcher. And now, it's even the Bank of England, you know, the rubbish decisions they're making. And yet, you know, the big bit of experience that Rachel Reeves champions is, I used to be at the Bank of England. Yes, but let's be honest. Used to file documents and photocopy, all that stuff, and maybe do a bit of research. So it's hardly a big call, is it, saying that? Anyway, if you look at the CPI, this inflation data from Europe, month on month to December, -0.1. It was forecast at -0.1, and previously, the month before, 0.1. So for the year now, year-on-year CPI inflation, 1.7, same as the UK, below target. The forecast for 1.8, and that's down from 2.2. In fact, exactly the same as the UK. And Germany, their biggest economy, it's a worry. Germany is suffering a mild recession, and output across the whole of 2024 will be flat, according to a Bloomberg survey, underscoring a malaise in Europe's largest economy. Analysts in the polls see gross domestic product shrinking by 0.1% in the third quarter, following a surprise contraction of that magnitude in the second quarter. A month ago, they still forecast stagnation between July and September. A contraction in 2024 would be only the second time GDP declined in consecutive years since West and East Germany were reunified in 1990. In 2023, Germany was the only group of seven economy to shrink by 0.3%. And of course, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of trade with China, which is also in trouble. So how the Bank of England in the UK thinks, you know, oh, it's a worry about inflation. I think the bigger worry now is deflation. Again, they're looking behind in the rearview mirror with very thick bottle-rimmed glasses, by the looks of it. Story number two. In fact, there's two stories here. UK fintech stars warn capital gains tax hike could force them to relocate. Prominent UK fintech founders have warned the new government that hiking capital gains tax risks forcing them out of the country, with nearly half already mulling relocation. In a letter to Rachel, do they still send letters? I mean emails. Or is it a letter? Say that, UK, you know, you're better off sending a letter by recorded delivery, needing to be signed by Rachel Reeves, because otherwise, if you send an email, it could go into a spam box, couldn't it? But yeah, this has to be signed by Rachel Reeves. That's a recorded delivery. And a letter by Rachel is seen by City AM. They actually saw the letter. Grassroots industry group fintech founders urge the Chancellor not to alter capital gains tax in a way, this is a quote, which will reduce incentives for entrepreneurship, which harms UK competitiveness. The letter signed by 66 founders and chief executives said that while members of the group did not want to relocate, founders are increasingly considering leaving the UK. It said 43% of founders reported they were considering relocating out of the country. I don't know if that's true. I mean, it helps, of course, but do people set up businesses thinking about capital gains tax at the end of it? In fact, there is another survey. Who was that in? I think it was in Guardian, where it was suggested that many multimillionaires says changing capital gains tax wouldn't have any effect, so we don't know. Also, though, again, talking his own book maybe, Ryanair threatens to axe hundreds of flights if Chancellor raises aviation tax. Ryanair could axe hundreds of UK flights if the Chancellor raises aviation tax, the company's chief executive says. Michael O'Leary said any increase in air passenger duty would not only hurt customers, but undermine the viability of some routes. Mr. O'Leary said, if they raise APD again on domestic flights, then there will be a cut in capacity, no question. These routes are not particularly profitable. They barely break even. The thing is, though, if you are Rachel Reeves, how many people have been, you know, contacting you about, don't touch this, it'll wipe out the industry? She's getting so many now, you know, pushback, isn't she, from different sectors, different industries saying, do not touch capital gains. Do not touch inheritance tax. Don't touch aviation tax. So, you know, what does she touch? She has to touch something. Because after all, she's got a 22 billion black hole left there by conservatives. Story number three. It does seem that the sign-off for the budget is causing problems. I've read this now on Sky and BBC. Several cabinet ministers have written to the Prime Minister and the Treasury 2 weeks ahead of the budget to voice concerns over the scale of cuts to their department. Anticipation is growing over which taxes the Chancellor will raise, but there are fears that steep spending cuts will also be needed to meet what Whitehall sources have suggested is now a £40 billion funding gap. That must be inflation. No, inflation is, well, it's not coming down, but it's not rising as rapidly. In what some say is an unusual move, ministers from hard-pressed departments are calling for a last-minute rethink of the budget, going over the head, over the bobbed head, the Lego hairstyled bobbed head of the Chancellor, to address the Prime Minister directly. Oh, she won't like that. She finds out she maybe cut the department's budget anyway. That's what I'm saying. Every area now is saying, you know, don't cut this or that, or don't raise taxes here and there. I don't see how they can marry austerity, which it looks like they are, with growth. Doesn't work, does it? You can become more efficient, I suppose. I don't know. We'll see. What are we? So a week away, pretty much. Is it 2 weeks away or a week away? The 30th. What are we? We're 2 weeks, probably. Okay, micro news. Not a lot out there, to be honest. First one is ActiveOps, AOM, a leading provider of decision intelligence for service operations today, provides an update on trading for the 6 months ended the 30th of September. The board is pleased to report the company has delivered good revenue and profit growth in the first half of the year and is trading in line. We're in line with full year expectations. So the H1 results are revenue growth of approximately 9% or 11% on a constant currency basis to 14.3 million. And this is versus 13.1 million for H1 2024, including 10% growth in SaaS revenue to 13 million versus 11.8. Annual recurring revenue increased 11% to 26.2 million from 23.7. ActiveOp remains well capitalized and highly cash generative, with cash and investments at the end of the period of 13.4 million versus 9.9. So they're up there on all metrics. They are market cap at 88 million, and the forecasts for 25 are 29.6 million top line versus 26.8, and 1.55 net profit versus 845k the previous year. So it's not cheap, is it? 88 million, your net profit of less than two. So on a P basis, that's 72. Oh, that's not cheap. It's not cheap at all. It's expensive, that is. And the last one is a recommended acquisition of N Brown by Falcon 24 Topco, 40 pence in cash. The cash offer values entire share capital of N Brown at £191 million on a fully diluted basis. So approximately 111% to the volume weighted average closing price of 19 pence a share the 12-month period. So, yeah, so look at N Brown here. Where's ActiveOps is up, by the way, 129, up 5%. N Brown is up 42%. Now, they closed yesterday at 26 pence, and they are now 38 pence. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. To receive my free tips email, sharepickers.com/tips, and just by signing up this list gives you 20% off the Share Pickers Investment Club. Members' benefits include early access to share tips, access to live weekly webinars where multiple stock ideas are analysed and discussed, access to the Microcap League where profitable microcap companies are analysed, colour-coded and scored, then ranked on 20 different metrics. A free copy of my book, How to Become a Microcap Millionaire, ahead of official publishing, which is in December. Access to view my holdings, which I update after any new transactions. Access to educational videos on fundamental and technical analysis, plus portfolio management. Access to the chat group, sharepickers.com/tips. Please do your own research. And if you could give me a review, a positive review on Apple or your platform of choice, that would be muchos apreciados. Thanks a lot. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. Building wealth through investing. For more information, visit sharepickers.com. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to TryRoughGreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to TryRoughGreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.